We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Well, not again.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut order quarantines for people visiting from coronavirus hotspots.
It's going to be very hard for you to quarantine everybody coming from other states.
I'm Sean Adams along 95 in Darien.
The pandemic has hit local governments hard.
We are running out of options here.
Mayor de Blasio says thousands of city workers could be let go. Our Joe Connolly says adult children are moving home and staying there longer than expected. In sports,
five golfers withdraw from this week's PGA Tour stop in Connecticut over COVID-19 concerns.
It's pretty clear that this virus isn't going anywhere.
This is Brad Heller.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Kevin Rincon in for Wayne Cabot. He'll be back before you know it. We start with a familiar story, COVID-19. But while we continue to see progress here at home, that's not the case in states all across the country. In Arizona, 88% of ICU beds are being used right now. Florida, positivity rates are 15%. And in Texas, the number of new cases over the last week up 91% compared to the week before. So to try and prevent a resurgence here at home, the governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are now doing what many other states were doing to us at the height of the pandemic, essentially saying, stay out for now. Our Sean Adams is along I-95 in Connecticut. Sean, how the tables have turned.
Well, remember, when New York was the epicenter, other states imposed a 14-day quarantine on New Yorkers. Rhode Island state troopers pulling over people with New York plates. Well, now New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut want people to sit tight for 2 weeks if they are visiting from a coronavirus hotspot like Florida or Texas. So here along 95 in Darien this morning, you will see plenty of out-of-state visitors.
Look around this parking lot. How many different license plates do we see?
You got Seattle, everything. You can see everything. So that's going to be virtually impossible to stop. That's impossible, buddy. We're going to have to come through regardless.
In New York, first violation, a $2,000 fine. It could go up to $10,000. They're trying to send a message here. Enforcement, though, that could be difficult. How do you keep track of all these people? States on the list will change based upon coronavirus infection rates. At present, those states include Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah. Live in Darien, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
And the pandemic has had an oversized impact on the city and state budgets just about everywhere. Lawmakers are going to have to consider some deep cuts. Here in New York, protesters who've been marching through city streets for weeks know one place they would like to see cuts: the NYPD. Our Marla Diamond has been following that story for us. Marla, some of these protesters are now camping out in front of City Hall.
Yeah, they've been camping out around the clock since Tuesday, Kevin. Some are milling around this morning. Some are eating breakfast. Others are still asleep. They've occupied a large area on the northeast corner of City Hall Park near Chambers Street, in an encampment filled with banners and signs, a large one reading, "Disarm, Defund, Abolish Police." The sit-in, a demand of the mayor to cut $1 billion from the NYPD's $4 billion budget. It's been mainly peaceful, although there were some clashes between protesters and police last night over illegal structures that were put up in the encampment. Mayor de Blasio says he understands and respects the protesters' rights, but adds there must be some compromise on their demands.
And Marla, the NYPD had an instance where an NYPD officer had an apparent chokehold on someone. Any update on that?
There is, Kevin. Officer David Affendor, the one seen on that video lying on the back of a man on the Rockaway Beach boardwalk, is expected to turn himself in to face strangulation charges in that Sunday morning encounter on the boardwalk. He is one of four officers involved in the arrest of 35-year-old Ricky Bellevue. He had his arm around the man as the three other officers attempted to handcuff him. But he only let go of Bellevue's neck after one of his fellow officers tapped him on the back. The incident came days after the city council made it a criminal offense for cops to use chokeholds. So once again, Affendor expected to turn himself in today to face strangulation charges. And we are live at City Hall. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you, Marla. A story we will keep track of and monitor here at WCBS. Stock futures right now, lower opening this morning. That's what we're expecting to see when the stock market does open up. Joe Connolly joining us. Joe, we've seen people go back home in terms of adult children, and apparently they're staying there.
Yes, longer than many expected, Kevin. Even some middle-aged children are living back with their parents. 50-year-old Jess Gordon has an expensive apartment in Hudson Yards. She's an events planner for clients with million-dollar budgets and is still living again with her mom in a three-bedroom ranch with swimming pool in Poughkeepsie. As she told the Wall Street Journal, she cries three times a day. Every single event she had booked for the year has been canceled through December, including holiday events. Her 78-year-old mom runs a real estate appraisal business and says there has to be this sense that who you were is no longer there. Nobody can do that easily. Jess volunteers, mentors, designs flower arrangements to sell online, and applies for jobs back home in Poughkeepsie. She says, when I come back to Manhattan, my new life won't be as fabulous. It'll be different and interesting, and I'll have to embrace it. I'll post this story, relevant to so many families, on Twitter at Joe Connolly Biz. Kevin?
Thank you, Joe, and thank you for joining us on this Thursday morning on the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. We're still seeing and hearing fireworks go off here at home, despite efforts to crack down. In the Bronx? A three-year-old was burned by a firework that shot through his bedroom window. He also needed at least five stitches. Cops say they're looking for surveillance video to try and ID the person who shot the firework. Citywide 911 calls are up 1,200% from last year. CBS's Mola Lange says it's an issue nationwide.
In Boston, they rose by more than 5,500%. And in Pasadena, California, there was a roughly 481% increase.
Firework retailers say consumer sales have surged recently, while bulk sales to professionals have tanked as the coronavirus has caused cities nationwide to either cancel or scale back large public July 4th shows.
And I mentioned crackdowns here at home. There have been crackdowns. Police in Yonkers say they found 28 cases of illegal fireworks on Wednesday, worth about 10 grand. On Staten Island, the sheriff's office says 10 people there were arrested for selling fireworks. With progress in the fight against the coronavirus, more places are starting to reopen here at home. In New Jersey, that'll soon include gyms and in the city, beaches, which is a good thing, given how hot it's been. We'll check the full forecast next with Bill Dager.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now on the Morning News Roundup, the WCBS forecast with meteorologist Bill Dager.
And Kevin, that forecast, a decent one for today. We saw our humidity drop nicely yesterday afternoon. That will carry into today, partly sunny. It will be on the warm side, but again, not all that humid by late June standards. High 87. Can't rule out a pop-up thunderstorm this afternoon as some upper-level energy moves through in the atmosphere. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 69, a bit cooler in the Hudson Valley. Warm and dry tomorrow with sunshine 88, then hot and more humid for the weekend beginning Saturday, partly sunny. Showers, even a heavier thunderstorm later in the day and at night after a high of 92. Right now, temperatures range from 65 at Holbrook to 76 in Throgs Neck. It's partly sunny and 72 in Midtown. And Kevin, we're headed up to 87.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Thank you for joining us on this Thursday morning. I'm Kevin Rincon. The list of businesses allowed to reopen continues to get longer in New Jersey. Another batch of services will be made available starting a week from today.
Governor Murphy admits,
as we've opened the state up, I think we've said this ad nauseum, that we would expect to see some amount of flare-up.
The rate of COVID transmission across the state is below one, but eight counties do have readings greater than one. He says it's good to look at numbers not day-to-day, but rather over a period of time for trends. July 2nd is a big day. Museums, aquariums, libraries, and other indoor recreational activities can open at 25% of their normal flow.
As with other indoor activities, we must remain extra vigilant about this virus when we're indoors especially.
Face coverings will be required indoors. And NJ Transit set to resume full rail and light rail service July 6th, even though the executive order remains in effect, limiting ridership to 50%, that could be adjusted if necessary. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
Here in the city, beaches will reopen for swimming on July 1st, just in time for Independence Day. But Mayor de Blasio says there will be rules to make sure people stay safe.
There's social distancing still on the beach. There's face covering still on the beach. We got to be smart. The state has issued a lot of guidelines that are very, very clear about how we don't make the mistake of allowing the coronavirus to spread again.
As for the rest of New York, Governor Cuomo says several regions are on track for a phase four reopening as early as this week. Long Island will enter phase four in early July. That will allow for social gatherings of up to 50 people, but as of right now, still no gyms, malls, or movie theaters. Let's take a look at what you need to know in the sports world with Brad Heller. Brad, we're seeing COVID-19 have an impact on some athletes.
Yeah, Kevin, good morning. Some big names are missing from the Travelers, which tees off in about a half hour in Cromwell, Connecticut. No Brooks Koepka after his caddy tested positive for the virus. Last week's champ Webb Simpson withdrew. So did Graham McDowell. Now, those three tested negative, but their withdrawals show the concern for the virus and that it's growing among golfers. Still, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan says there was no thought of scrapping this week's event.
I think everybody should expect that you're going to have more tests as we go forward. And we're going to be very sensitive to the specifics of every single test, but we're going to be spending a ton of time making sure that we're reinforcing the strong protocols we have.
And that includes social distancing for the golfers and their caddies, sanitizing the flag sticks and the rakes. Monahan says there's going to be more testing, too. Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson are in the same group. They'll tee off about 7:30. Tiger Woods is skipping another event this week. Brad Heller, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you for joining us. Here are three things to know on this Thursday morning on the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. One, the tri-state tried to prevent a spike in COVID-19 cases by telling visitors from eight states to quarantine.
It's only for the simple reason that we worked very hard to get the viral transmission rate down. We don't want to see it go up because a lot of people come into this region and they could literally bring the infection with them.
Two protests continue in front of City Hall, where people have been demanding deep cuts to the NYPD.
We need safety and we need fairness. We need safety and we need justice. We have to do both.
Mayor de Blasio says the budget is a concern on every level because of the pandemic. And three, with ongoing protests all across the country demanding police reform, lawmakers on Capitol Hill tried to come up with some police reform, but a bill presented by Republicans hit a roadblock.
When Leader McConnell scheduled a vote, he led the Senate into a cul-de-sac, a dead end, a bridge to nowhere. His claim that he wanted a bipartisan bill was belied by the fact that there was no Democratic input.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer there says he hopes that now that that bill has failed, they can start on a path to bipartisanship. President Trump supported the effort, which he said had the backing of police departments.
They want to take away a lot of the strength from our police and from law enforcement generally.
And we can't live with that. We can't live with it. This is a great bill.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who wrote the bill, the only black Republican senator, urged his colleagues not to walk away, but to try to make the legislation better if they didn't agree. And something to consider, the full results of this week's primary in New York won't be known for another week. And there were issues at some sites. Public advocate Jamani Williams says that gives us a chance to make changes.
November's coming. We know this was rough based on the pandemic, but we just have to do better. What we should recognize now is that voters are clamoring to get to the polls. So very often we see lower voter turnout, but what we are seeing now is that people want to get to the polls, and the easier that we make it to get them to get to the polls is the better for our civic society.
The polls, the voting, the primary voting this week was nearly canceled in person because of COVID-19. And despite the issues and despite paper ballots being sent out, more than 2 million people voted by paper ballot, something Williams says he would like to see continued for the general election. You can download our daily morning news roundup podcast. Search for it wherever you get your podcast. Type in WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup and subscribe today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.